Representative Rodney Davis, Nancy Pelosi should pay the $5,000 fine for skipping her own metal detector rule. By Robert Krajicek on February 8, 2021. Representative Rodney Davis, REL, told Breitbart News that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, violated her own rule requiring representatives to go through metal detectors before entering the House floor. In an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Joel Palak, Davis said he saw Pelosi enter the House floor without going through a walk-through metal detector or being scanned by a Capitol Police officer with a handheld metal detector. Pelosi docked $5,000 from Reps. Andrew Clydes, RGA, and Louis Gohmertz, RTX. Congressional salaries on Friday for allegedly defying her metal detector rule. So, Louis Gohmert went to the restroom, tried to get back in, and was not able to go through the same entrance through the Speaker's lobby, right behind the chamber that Nancy Pelosi went through the morning before to open up the House proceedings, Davis recalled. Davis continued, "And how do I know this? Because I was standing right on the floor right next to the door when she walked in. She looked at me, I looked at her, and I walked out. And I saw no Capitol Police officer holding any security screening device and there was no magnetometer there. She should pay the $5,000 fine that she's asking Republicans to pay. It's typical Nancy Pelosi," Davis added. "It's good for you guys, but not good for her. Listen." Davis noted how Pelosi's imposition of the new metal detector rule in the House followed freshman Representative Lauren Boebert's RCO, open pursuit, and recent acquisition of a concealed carry permit for a firearm in Washington, D.C. Polak said, "Boebert said she wants a concealed carry in the Capitol. She's always carried openly at her restaurant in Colorado, and this is something she wanted. The Democrats are treating it as if this is an armed enemy inside the Capitol. And that's how Pelosi has described it, as the enemy within. That members of Congress on the Democratic side can't feel safe going to work if they know that Republicans on the other side of the aisle are carrying weapons. It seems like Pelosi is trying to victimize these members of Congress who are exerting their Second Amendment rights," Polak added. Davis replied, "Let me first tell you why I think Speaker Pelosi is doing this. She is trying to create a distraction so that questions aren't asked about her leadership and her team's leadership leading up to January 6th. Davis went on, "They were worried about optics of National Guard troops rather than actually allowing National Guard troops to be prepositioned. These are the types of decisions that, Pelosi, does not want scrutiny on." Davis said Pelosi is using National Guardsmen to exaggerate perceptions of threats to Democrat politicians in Washington. "Democrats will make things up about a threat analysis with no proof," concluded Davis, "and unfortunately, those most impacted are those 20 Capitol Police officers who would rather be home with their families instead of working overtime late into the evening to wound members of Congress, who even the Capitol Police and the Sergeant-at-Arms have never said that there is any threat within the Capitol." Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.